The idea of starting a high school under any circumstances is a daunting one, to say the least. But with schools struggling all across Michigan, the economy still on the rebound, and the constant political maneuvering and education policy, the task of creating a new high school in the Lansing area seems that much more difficult. But these obstacles are not stopping our next guest. They say many leaders of Lutheran congregations here in the region think now is the time to try and get a new high school off the ground. Here to tell us more about the effort is Tracy Backus, the principal of Holt Lutheran School, and Dean Pellett, who is the pastor of St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, where Holt Lutheran School is located. Welcome both to Current State.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Tracy, starting a new high school is no simple task, as we just said. There's all these different issues going on, I would imagine it's difficult as well. How long has this been in the works?
Oh, several years. I would say 10 or more from when we first started saying, gee, someday it would be nice. So, yeah.
10 or more years going on. What's the interest been like?
At first it was very idealistic. Yes, someday we would like to. And as the years wore on, it was more and more specific people, more and more saying, yes, we should do this. Yes, let's go ahead. Let's unite. And so within the last, I'd say, 3 or 4 years, probably it was much more intense.
Dean and Tracy said there have been attempts before to make this work. Why is now the right time to try and start a high school?
I'd say our area Lutheran congregations are building a better rapport. We see a greater need to work together on issues, all kinds of projects, and that kind of camaraderie and fellowship working together always supports and strengthens the community.
Tracy, you guys did a feasibility study. What did it show?
It showed that it was actually a good time, and anywhere from the projection of student growth, there's supposed to be a baby boom of sorts for us, meaning high school boom, roughly 2015 or so. And so by the time we really get it off the ground and moving, there will be an upswing, particularly in Lansing, for the student numbers. And so we thought it would be a great time to start the program and say, look, we have all these students, try our school.
There are many different high schools and schools trying different programs and different ways to draw in students. What distinguishes a Lutheran education? Why go to a Lutheran school? Tracy, you first.
For me, it very simply is the idea that we can live our faith and teach our children to live that faith and live as part of the community, productive Christian members of society. And so we want them to find a way to apply their faith to all walks of life, whether in the academic world and they decide to be an MD, then it's the MD who lives as a servant who works together in his community, or perhaps it's a police officer or a teacher like me. That would be my goal.
Dean, what about you? Why a Lutheran education?
Well, it goes really back to Martin Luther. His understanding was that God is the one who makes us right with God. It's not something we do or are capable of doing. Therefore, God does it for us. And many people in the world today have the idea that they need to be somehow good enough or work hard at measuring up before God will accept them. And that really changes the dynamic of how you live, whether you're struggling and scraping and fighting or whether you're celebrating in a sense, I've been made right with God and now I can live freely. Very different approach.
What about curriculum? What will the curriculum be like? Will it be the same as what's currently at Holt Lutheran?
Yes, it will be for the most part. And we are an accredited program. We do follow the Michigan Merit Curriculum. We have very high standards. And so I plan on shifting that across as we roll into the new school.
Any plans for athletics or sports teams?
Yes, we already do have sports teams. We are MHSAA Class D school. And so we plan to continue that. My son is hoping we have a football team. We'll see.
So going back a little bit to curriculum, do you guys follow Common Core standards as well?
We do to some degree. We are allowed to take sort of an a la carte approach because we aren't tied into federal funding or state funding. We can pick and choose as we do. And currently, right now, we do for the most part.
What about MEAP testing? I mean, how do you
measure MEAP tests?
Kids?
Okay. We do utilize MEAP tests, ACT. We are going to do Stanford Achievement Test 2 weeks from now. But the bonus for us is that it's not tied to any funding, so we can use it truly as they were designed to measure our student output and then help them where they need.
Dean, what are your biggest concerns? I mean, what keeps you up at night about this project?
Well, people, as she said earlier, idealistically, it's easy to say we should do this. But once you do it, then you need boots on the ground. You need people involved, committed, time commitment, financial commitment. And, it's easy to say I'd like to be part of that or I will be part of it. But once, the day comes, does the buck stop here or does the funding come in? Do the people commit their time? Mm-hmm. And that's always a huge variable.
Tracy, what about you? What are your concerns?
It would be the same financial. There will be tuition involved, and each congregation will be able to assist its members and then perhaps non-members as well with sorts of scholarships. But, of course, finances tend to drive the bus in education, unfortunately. So,
what are your goals in terms of student numbers for this new high school?
My hope is that we'll have at least 20. This next year it could be 16 or 17, but that's my goal to start. I would like to see 50, perhaps even 75 by the third or fourth year.
What are the numbers currently like at St. Matthew's, right, or the Holt Lutheran?
Holt Lutheran, we have 98 students altogether, 24 are high school.
Have you guys settled on a name for the high school?
It is Mid-Michigan Lutheran High School, but mascot and colors to be determined.
Mascot and colors. What are you guys thinking for a mascot?
Well,
I went to Eastern, so we were Quakers, which was bizarre in itself. So, yeah, what are you guys thinking?
Well, I'm a lion, personally, Detroit.
Okay.
My son is lobbying heavy for some sort of bear, being a Bears fan, and so we'll see.
I think the strangest mascot I've heard is a narwhals for
a
hockey team. The hockey team narwhals. That's a unique, interesting one. No competition. No repeats there. So where will you be looking location-wise for the school? Because this is, it's a kind of large area that you're trying to bring a bunch of congregations together.
It is. Currently, we are in Holt, like I said, but we're thinking perhaps North Lansing or West Lansing? Is that correct?
Something close to the interstate makes it as convenient as it can get for people from farther areas to drive in. Mm-hmm. But near the interstate, property values go up too.
And so are you looking to build something, renovate something?
Right now there's been discussion about finding something existing if possible, but building is not out of the question. Again, we end up at that financial question.
Yeah.
Do we have funds for that, or would it be better to invest in something that's already built and renovated?
I'm curious as to if this school is going to be only for people who are of the Lutheran faith, or is it open to everyone?
Oh, it will be open to everyone. We have several non-Lutherans currently in our high school, in fact, now. So, absolutely.
Currently at St. Matthew's, what's the makeup like of people who are Lutheran versus
at Holt Lutheran?
At Holt Lutheran, yes.
Less than 50% Lutheran right now.
You've mentioned funding issues several times. Dean, what are some of the strategies that you guys are trying to implement to fix those problems?
I don't know if we have really any strategies on that yet. The feasibility study recommended something, I think, like 3 to 8% of outside third source funding is kind of a standard model. And we, that was a learning experience for us. We had thought, maybe it'd be higher than that. So we've realized the majority needs to be internal, i.e. through tuition and through church member support. And so that's going to be part of pulling this off, is educating our area church members about the value of this and getting them on board. And so, we're not ahead of the game on that issue. That's certainly the case.
Tracy, you grew up with a Lutheran education. What do you think it gave you?
It gave me this concept of using my education to try to serve and not just make it about myself. How can I be part of a greater community, and how can I pass that legacy on to others? So, and my son is currently there, as I said before, so I'm very physically trying to do that.
Have you always worked in a Lutheran school, or have you worked in other public schools?
I, for the most part, have worked always at Holt Lutheran, in fact, yes. A very short stint at Holt Public in the child care center, but that was it.
So, Dean, how certain of a reality is this today? I mean, is it far off? Or?
It's going to be starting by this July 1st is kind of the official start date. We have four congregations who've already said, yes, we'll be part of this. We have two more voting in May 4th. And so pretty optimistic at least about one of the two for sure, if not both. And that already is much more support than we currently have doing it on our own. And so it's definitely a go. How much it flourishes and blossoms is kind of the key. But I think it's definitely a go, the association. So now it's just a matter of what's going to happen a year from now.
Yeah.
And then 2 years. And so we'll be evaluating all that, obviously, as we go, week by week, month by month, probably.
Tracy, fall is not far away at this point. What are the next steps, immediate steps for you guys?
Well, setting our faculty, once we have the official go-ahead, assigning classes and teachers and lockers and the specific plans that go into all of that. Sports as well. Again, my son's dream of football is on the horizon. So,
Tracy Backus is the principal of Holt Lutheran School, and Dean Pellett is the pastor of St. Matthew's Lutheran Church. Thank you guys both for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.